watching the One Piece.
We are!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to We Are Watching One Piece. It's WrestleMania weekend. Who we got at the Showcase of the Immortals? We got
in the one corner, we got Luffy.
We got Luffy. He's a silly little man, and he's gonna get sillier. And we got Lucci, the antithesis of silly, and he's gonna just get even more not silly.
The Luchador. Is that anything?
I'm sure.
To somebody, maybe? No, he is the antithesis of silliness. Although I do think he's funny in this episode. This is the range of being around Luffy. Yeah, the long-awaited reclash of Luffy and Lucci is... I mean, it's the big thing in this episode, but there's a bunch of other shit, too.
Yeah.
No recap, so that's fun. You know shit's gonna be crazy if they're just like, nah, Luffy versus Lucci. And the episode starts with like a bunch of people being like, God, I really hope Luffy doesn't versus Lucci. They really shouldn't do a versus. It's like illegal in 84 ways for them to do a versus right now.
Lucci's not allowed to fight unless they get permission. Even if Luffy starts it first, you don't hit back. You just walk away. You be the bigger man.
Which is also true of the Seraphim, which entered this episode as well, where Kaku's like, I think we're just supposed to take it. I think we're just supposed to die. But yeah, kind of a crazy, I mean, One Piece crazy good this week.
Yeah.
It must be said.
Looks incredible.
Insane. I saw someone in the Discord being like, are they ever going to phone it in for one of these Gear 5 episodes? Or is it just like, because it seems like he's, I mean, like, confirmed as manga readers, he's not going to stop using it. Like, he uses it pretty regularly. The answer is no. I don't think they are ever going to phone it in. But they did, like, hire specific guys that are good at this shit. Look at the Discord, actually. Rock Lobster said they hired Vincent Chansard specifically for this reason. So I believe that. Let him direct a movie. I don't know. Maybe he's not a good director. Maybe he's just a good animator. That doesn't always translate. But
we need the Gear 5 movie to be announced, like, in the next month.
Yeah. I mean, they're just, like, so busy on Egghead. I don't know if you get, like, would the show quality suffer for it? Or
that's
I wonder
a good point.
If they're pulling all their best stuff away. We need, there's the section in Final Fantasy VII where Cloud's just nerfed. For like, he just, like, gets, like, too sick to, he's in a wheelchair for a while. And he can't.
What is going on in those games?
I think it's, like, Mako poisoning or something. But no, like, there's a section of that game where he's just not in your party for a while. I think it's post Aerith death too. They should just do that with Luffy is the reason I bring it up. They should just be like, Luffy's sick, Luffy is out of commission for, I don't know, 4 months. What's the production time for one of these things usually?
Luffy Luffy ran out of ink, so yeah. he's gotta go to the store and get some new animation belt pens.
Yeah, it's we just need like Usopp-centered filler arc that lasts a production cycle of a film.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah, no, it will be, honestly. Get your best Usopp guys in the booth. Let's just get like a Soga King-centered arc maybe too. Soga King meets Usopp and Chopper Man and Lucci from the Colosseum.
Ooh, yeah.
All of our favorite guys are here.
Wait, I have an even better idea. What if once they get done animating the episode, they don't get to go home and they start working on the movie?
I mean, that's already probably the reality of the situation. Yeah. No, I'm surprised. I mean, Uta's still popular, so maybe that's part of why they don't want to, like, necessarily move on to another movie. They should. Like, what are we waiting for, guys? And the answer's probably the show, but being taken very seriously right now. But I'm not complaining because the episodes are very good every week. This episode does start with, not a recap, but Akainu learning that Luffy is on Egghead and teaming up with Vegapunk. Now, I don't know, I guess it's a government island. I don't know how he knows this already. Is he watching the show weekly too? Maybe.
He's gotta be.
He's like, he's so silly, and he smashes the table.
He's hate watching weekly.
Yeah.
He watches the show so he can complain about it online, and people can't go, well, you don't watch it.
Yeah, but he does, and seethes the whole time. Because he hates himself, because it's good. He knows that Luffy's good. Akainu knows that Vegapunk knows that CP0 is there to kill him. And Akainu's like, well, they might as well just fucking declared war at that case. And then he asks where the yellow monkey is, by which he means Kizaru. Or at least my subtitles translated it to yellow monkey. It didn't sound like he said Kizaru. It sounded like a slight variation on it. And the answer is that he's also on the way to Egghead, in case there wasn't enough shit happening.
For a secret different government plan.
Yeah.
A completely different operation than the one that CP0 is there for.
There aren't enough people here. There isn't enough stuff happening in this episode specifically, so they had to fit Kizaru in. But he's on the way, and then we go back to Egghead, where the action starts. Chopper and Jinbei are carrying Bonnie and Atlas, respectively. And they're like, we gotta take these people to safety. They're like, Luffy, come on, we gotta go. And Luffy's like, maybe you guys should run on ahead. Somebody told me that there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat. I'm gonna figure out some of those ways right now. I'm saying, should have done like legitimate Tom and Jerry bits. Make Luffy look like a little mouse. Give him a big hammer.
Luffy suspiciously shaped like a cheese.
That's already true. That's already a thing he's done.
Yeah.
That's why there's locks on the fridge that Sanji put on there. So Lucci's clearly engaged as well, and Kaku and Stussy are like, no, don't, please. No one wants to see this happen. Oh, no.
We gotta get permission first, guys.
There are so many forms we gotta file, and there is...
You gotta raise your hand and ask the teacher before he can fight. Come on.
Yeah. The hoops of government are so funny in this episode for me. Not only because, like, this, but also there's the Seraphim stuff that comes up later. Yeah. Where they're like, they only listen to specific people, and also it doesn't work over the phone, which is stupid.
Well, if it's over the phone, it's not real.
Yeah, they're like, then I guess you can, they're like, that could be copied. We can't have, someone could use a voice decoder.
Someone could deep fake.
Yeah, so it doesn't work. They have to see you physically and, I guess, engage with your bio signature. They, to know that it's you.
The AI generated the elders' voices.
Yeah, I mean, the elders, maybe the elders are AI, and that's why they're the ultimate evil. Ultimately, that won't matter by the end of this episode either. But Luffy, they and Lucci start fighting. Then they start using haki and doing, like, gatling against each other. They're holding their own against each other. Then Lucci's like, hey, I saw your new wanted poster. Why are you white?
Yeah, what happened?
What's up with that shit? And Luffy's like, I could show you. I could just become white real quick. I could smoke that shit that makes me the white Luffy. He does like this almost like a meditation thing where he like goes inward, listens to his heartbeat, which is visualized by the gum gum fruit, which isn't actually called that.
Which has never existed, actually.
Yeah. It's funny that, so Vegapunk says that later. He's like, what's going on? And someone's like, I don't know. None of us know why Luffy can do this.
Most of us didn't know he could do it either until
didn't see it happen until today, sorry. But they're like, he has the gum gum fruit. I don't know. And Vegapunk's like, that doesn't exist. To which my immediate reaction is, Vegapunk, why don't you know about Luffy? Have you not, like, read the newspaper and be like, the gum gum user? And he's like, what the fuck is that?
He's too busy studying at the library.
Yeah, well, he needs to fucking hit the gym.
He's not learning about Luffy. He's learning about other boringer stuff.
Yeah, the fucking Napoleonic Wars or something. He needs to hit the gym and start doing pull-ups with his tongue, is what he needs to start doing. Luffy goes gear 5. He starts to the transformation sequence rules. Also, obviously, everything with gear 5 always looks incredible. They're never gonna phone it in, or at least I hope not. They haven't yet. Also, even if they did, it would almost work with the style. Like, genuinely, so much of this fight sequence with Lucci and Luffy. Granted, also it's worth mentioning, almost all of it is anime exclusive, like new. There's like not a lot of their fight in the manga. It's mostly dealing with shit and they're like fighting in the background like idiots, which is funny and I love it. And I think the episode captures that energy as well.
Yeah.
It's not really taking the fight that seriously. Almost all, like, there's so much of it just feels like tweens. It's like just tweens nonstop. There is no like I know that there are keyframes because I know the bare minimum of how animation works, but they all look like tweens with Luffy. It feels like he has transcended having like a design Bible. Like, all those, like, extremely uptight forms you see about how Hank Hill has to be drawn.
Oh, yeah.
Luffy has gone beyond that.
You look at the animation Bible for Luffy, and it just says, have fun, smiley face.
Like if they phone it in and he's just, like, tiny faces the whole time, that's on brand.
Yeah, it still works.
Oda made up a design that you can't fuck up. It's like that story about Kirby where they were like, we made someone that anyone could draw. And then, like, yeah, the one designer couldn't draw him. That's Luffy. Luffy and Kirby are kind of the same guy. And this is how I'm going to get my partner to get out of One Piece finally. Luffy goes white. Sequence looks cool. He gets really excited about it. It cuts to Lucci's, like, shocked face. And then, like, in about second and a half, he becomes the most excited he's ever been. It is such a funny, like, 4 or 5 second clip, because he looks scared for the first time ever, and then he becomes the most excited and happy I've ever seen him. And because he's an objectively evil, sadistic man, you don't usually see him scared or happy. Also, Chopper and Jinbei are like, oh, I guess that's Luffy. I don't remember this happening before. Jinbei seems to know what he's looking at. He seems to be the only person. Maybe it's because Who's Who explained, gave him a lore dump, but he's like, oh, he does say Warrior of Liberation at one point. So then Luffy just suddenly appears at Lucci's face and smashes him across the Egghead City. I don't know.
In a way that's like, Lucci did not expect it to be this good.
No, he's also like, oh shit, One Piece is crazy good this week. Also, as he's bouncing across the ground, it makes little, like, squeaky toy noises, which is a good touch. Luffy also makes those noises as he's bouncing around. In reaction to this, after Luffy's, like, laughing his ass off at his own attack, it cuts to Stussy, who's like, men are so dumb. So then we go to the rest of the Straw Hats, who are watching this in the lab, and they're like, what the fuck? Shaka recognizes it. Shaka's like, hold on.
The White Warrior.
Yeah. Which you can't call him that, actually. That feels a little...
You gotta recap that. You gotta, like, yeah, rework that until he finds something a little better.
Yeah, Shaka's like, the Great White Hope. And I'm like, I don't know, man. Maybe you shouldn't be calling him that. Yeah, Shaka's like, holy shit. Yeah, I don't know. I think he transmits a message to the real Vegapunk, who comes in a little bit. But back down in the city, we see that Lucci starts to transform. This sequence is cool. There's, like, some cool, like, animation shit they pull off where, like, you see, like, a jaguar or a leopard, whatever he is, running in like the shadows of what he's doing and like in the transformation sequence. I don't know, someone was sharing it on Twitter. It looks very cool. But then he shows up, and also he's awakened as well, by the way. No big deal.
He's gotten a new awakening too. He's not like we saw with the minotaurs and stuff. Yes. In Impel Down,
Oda was like, I need to make a new awakening so that way Lucci can be cool.
And he also has the like weird like vest halo thing, but it's black because he's a bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad guy, so he has that now, which I guess debunks that it's not just for mythical zones, which was what I briefly thought about. I remember going through this behind spoiler tags in the Discord for a while, because I was like, I don't know, Sengoku didn't have one, did he, when he went into the Big Buddha? And the idea is that I guess maybe it's just more associated with awakenings than that, which also means that Luffy has technically been awakening his fruit since Dressrosa, which is fine. I'm totally fine with that, but it's just funny to me. But yeah, so he's awakened as well. Kaku's like, ah, oh, shit, ah, oh, fuck, we're gonna have to do so much paperwork after this. And Shaka explains that zone awakenings usually collapse the personality of the user and is, like, taken over by, I guess, the fruit is how I interpret it, which obviously isn't happening to Luffy or Lucci here, but kind of explains how Lucci can, again, transcend what was already set up for zone awakenings in Impel Down, the first time awakening was ever mentioned. Luffy says, eat my ass. That's the next important thing that happens. Luffy, like, smacks his ass and says, well, he technically says, kiss my ass. My subtitle said, kiss my hiney.
Mine did say, kiss my ass.
I think, I don't consistently grab the same fan subgroups, but the one that I watched today, I was like, oh, this is one of the ones that actually translates how informal Luffy is. So they're all like, instead of you, he says, yeah, or stuff.
Mm.
Which is a fair choice to make. I don't remember, this was a long time ago, but I do remember someone in the Discord pointing out, like, if you actually talked to, like, One Piece characters in Japan, you would be, like, extremely rude. So it's, I think it's a fine subtitle localization decision if they want to do it that way. So they just keep fighting. Luffy says, kiss my ass, and smacks his ass a bunch after dodging an attack. Literally everyone here is like, you guys fighting, this is too big of a deal. You can't do this.
We gotta save this for later. This is too soon. People were hoping for this to happen more down the line and have more impact.
It was supposed to be significant when you guys fought again. And you're just doing it now and you're all fucking dumb. And it just and then they're just like smashing each other across the city back, like in the background of other scenes. They're having fun. They're both having fun. But then, so real Vegapunk runs into the lab. Frankie gets hard eyes and marks out, but there's not time for that right now. Vegapunk's like, why is he white? What the fuck?
What's going on?
And they're like, I don't know. I just got, like, we've never seen this before. I think Nami is like one of the few people who caught it.
Yeah.
Is like, I don't know, gum fruit. That's what he has. And Vegapunk's literally like, that doesn't exist.
Vegapunk didn't ever hear the song, because if he did, he would
know that they took a bite of gum gum.
he would hear that he took a bite of gum gum, and he'd go, no, wrong, can't watch this shit. Fake news.
Not canon.
There's no such thing. They're just making shit up now. Jumping the shark.
Mm-hmm. They did jump. They jumped the S shark. Yeah, so he's like, that's not real. Everyone's like, but he says gum gum before all of his attacks.
Yeah, case closed.
Checkmate liberal?
You're acting on emotion. We're using our facts and logic here.
Mm-hmm. He says gum gum, therefore. Gum gum, duh. Usopp, of all people, says that Luffy has been bleached, which is funny. And so Vegapunk's like, yeah, that's not a real fruit. I've read the deep lore. And also, I don't pay attention to the news, or else I would have heard about this probably, that Luffy has this fruit. And he's like, this is a god. Luffy's a god, actually. This is the power of a god. And everyone's like, no! Like, Luffy, we're talking about Luffy. This couldn't possibly be. Which, this is a fun scene, and also feels inevitable that they have to have the reactions we had, you know, however many months ago, 6 months ago. Which is like, huh? Sun god? Never heard of it. Which even, like, Robin makes a shocked face. Maybe she's heard of it. Nami's like, never heard of Nika before. Sounds fake. Sounds made up.
If there's anyone who's going to know, it's going to be Robin. And I guess Jinbei is the only other person who gets to be smart.
Yeah, those are the two. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Everyone's smart in their own ways, but not in, like, real ways that matter. Yeah. They all just have their hyper fixations.
Look, Nami's too busy shopping to know about religion.
Women be shopping. That's we know that to be true.
Women be shopping. Choppers be doctoring.
Robin works out at the library. And I guess that's it. I don't know. We never figured out. I guess Robin's reading books, but I don't know. Like, what's Frankie doing? Not doctoring. He's ship doctoring. I don't know. Anyways, yeah. So Vega, after the time, not the time, after the eye catch, Vegapunk drops like, possibly one of the biggest revelations, I guess, if you care about lore, in that word especially, which can sometimes be annoying if you just want to talk about the story of something or the meaning of something. Vegapunk drops, like, a kind of insane thing to say, and he's like, look, you've never heard of Nika because he was erased from history, but as long as people keep desiring for him, like, wishing for him, thinking of him, he will never be lost. And then he's like, all things are brought into this world by desire, including devil fruits. They are like, he says that they exist because people have wished so strongly for things, for new ways of evolution, new ways of being, which my ears perk up. Okay, devil fruits textually trans. And then Vegapunk says that then the world fucking hates you for doing it. And that's why you can't swim. Like, Mother Nature, the sea, hates you if you surpass evolution in these ways. So he says all this shit, this dramatic reveal, and he's like, it's just a theory.
It's just a game theory.
It's just a game theory. He says it's a hypothesis, but he announces it as if it's basically true.
It's just my theory that Luffy is powered by the hopes and dreams of everyone else.
I mean, it makes sense. What are you going to do, not believe the smartest man in the world? You don't introduce him as the smartest man in the world and then have him be wrong, even though he doesn't know about the gum gum fruit. The government cover-up.
He's so smart he doesn't know about fake things.
That's true, yeah. He actually is immune to propaganda. He's the one guy. After that, Sentomaru shows up.
Yeah, because...
And he's like, I'm not even supposed to be here today.
Today's my day off.
Vegapunk says, too bad CP0's trying to kill me. So I need you to go against them, even though that's maybe treason. And then Sentomaru's like, but I don't wanna. And Vegapunk's like, you owe me one because I saved you from poverty, I guess?
I saved you from being poor. Now you have to help me. You have to do whatever I say.
Sentomaru's like, well, if you put it like that, I guess I will. So Sentomaru commands the Seraphim to fight the CP0. And CP0 is like, S-Bear, help us. And Sentomaru's like, no.
S-Bear,
you're
stop
also
it.
Under my control. And then Kaku's like, damn it. We all knew that would happen. Why did I even try? He goes on to be the one to explain the hierarchy of who the Seraphim listen to.
Yeah.
Which makes it like, why did you even bother asking Esper to do anything? You knew this would happen.
So we can set it up so he could explain it.
Yeah. It's just, if you think about it for more than 5 seconds, it kind of falls apart. It's fine though, because Kaku's a fucking idiot, and we have learned so many things about Egghead through his failures. So it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, so Sentomaru gets all of these robots to go after, which, these are the same ones we saw last time. So S-Bear is there, S-Shark, the Genbei one, S-Snake, and S, is it Hawk? Yeah? Mihawk?
Yeah.
Mihawk. It's just, that one's actually in Mihawk's name, so I second-guessed myself. So they're all fucking here, too. Luffy and Lucci still just fucking fighting in the background. Chopper and Genbei see the Seraphim, and they're like, what the fuck are those? And they're like, why does that one look like Jinbei?
He's like, well, I guess they took our DNA at some point.
Oh, I guess we have clones. Whatever.
We don't have time to worry about this. We are under attack.
Yeah, they're like, there's so much going on. Like, this is maybe the best episode for truly getting across why people have been talking about why does One Piece refuse to slow down in any way, shape, or form over the past, like, year. Because, like, it's like, you know, you were like, oh, okay, I guess we're meeting Vegapunk. I guess Lucci's here. But, like, this episode, really, I feel like this episode isn't just them fighting. Vegapunk's dropping insane lore about where devil fruits come from. And also, all of the Seraphim are here with Sentomaru. We know Kizaru's on the way. Also, Sentomaru's about to get fucking got in a second.
Yeah.
So Kaku's explaining the hierarchy. The Seraphim listen to the elders above anybody else, then the Vegapunks, Brady Bunch of all those idiots, then Sentomaru, who is like a special robot commander. This is, I think they're saying this about all pacifista, not just the Seraphim, but that's who's here now. Under Sentomaru is anyone who gets like access to temporarily lead them, which is where CP0 is right
it's
now.
The authority chip or whatever they say it is.
Yeah, something like that. And they're like, also the snail doesn't count. The elders would have to actually come here if they wanted to get them to help us. That'd be bad, right?
Yeah, they got better stuff to do. They gotta, they gotta not sit in the throne room that has a guy on the throne that's supposed to be empty.
Yeah, they have to not sit on the throne, and they have to go back to their one room, which doesn't actually have enough chairs for everybody. I don't think. I feel like someone's always standing in that room, and it's probably just because it makes a more interesting frame. But
yeah, well, it's also they got a movie on TV. They got like Mission Impossible 3 playing on TNT. So,
oh yeah, so one guy's gonna stand there with his hand on his hips.
Yeah, watching the whole thing.
And it is always three. Why is it always the first? I mean, sometimes the first one or the third one are the ones that I associate with dads watching on TV. That's actually why they're not coming here. They're too busy watching Mission Impossible Marathon on TNT.
They're going to nap through half of it in the recliner, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough too, because the ones that are good to nap through are so front-loaded. Like, it's really 2 and 3. After that, you really want to lock in. But one of the elders, the tall one who's always standing, he hasn't seen the new one yet. And he wants to see Ethan Hunt take on the entity. and he relates to it because they're also AI. That's a bit we set up earlier in this episode, if you remember.
It's callback.
Yeah. It all comes together. What's fucking happening? Yeah, so they're like, we would get the elders to help us, but I know snail phone doesn't count. They would have to come here in person, and they're not gonna fucking do that. That'd be stupid. And then we go back to Lucci, and Luffy's just still fighting. Thank God we get to see more of them. So very little of this is actually from the manga. The dramatic clash where their fists hit is in the manga, which is also like those manga panels are like direct recreations of their fight from Enies Lobby. You probably don't look at One Piece Twitter anymore for your own safety, but
no.
Maybe someone could share that the comparison in the Discord, because I think it's cool. There's also a bit where Luffy is like, it looks like he's taking his head off, but his neck is stretching.
Yeah, that was sick.
With his hands moving his head away from attacks. That's from the manga. And then the bit here where Luffy does what he calls what, mole pistol.
Where yeah, he punches, that one's really good.
Punches the ground, and then it like goes through the ground and comes out where Lucci is and hits him in the face. That's sick. That's in the manga. And then like all the Sentomaru stuff after that. Because after Lucci gets like knocked across the city for a little bit, and Luffy is like, "Oh hey, Battle Axe guy, what's up? I know you. It's been a while." And Sentomaru is like, "You can't just call me by my weapon. Also, aren't we bad guys? Are yeah. we enemies?
We are not friends. You can't talk to me like that."
But then Luffy just laughs, and Sentomaru is like, "Yeah, you're right. I guess we're on the same side now.
You're helping Vegapunk, right?" He's like, yeah, of course, no problem. Easy stuff.
No big deal. Having a great time so far. So Tamara's like, okay, fine, whatever. Orders the Seraphim to help the Straw Hats get to the vacuum rocket, which is where they were trying to get originally, if you remember the last episode. And yeah, so this is when Jinbei notices they must be Warlord clones. So while Luffy is talking to Sentomaru, we, the audience, see that Lucci is lurking. He's the lurking legend, and he decides to fucking murk Sentomaru. He, like, hits him with a, I don't know, what is it, a finger pistol, hand pistol, gun, something? Sentomaru seems down. Luffy's like, oh no, I was just becoming friends with you. What a bad time for this to happen. And Lucci's like, all right, now the Seraphim have to listen to us. Got rid of the other person in the way. And that's the dramatic... to be continued. They don't have to follow this up next week, luckily.
You just gotta wait.
Luckily for their animators. Yeah, so the Punk Records recap talks about Sentomaru. Reminds you of all the stuff you might have seen him in. The card game, maybe, where he summons Pacifista. And then there's a break next week with Mom and Dad. Robin and Frankie are gonna talk about CP9 to 0. The people they're fighting right now.
The countdown. They're going to count down all the CPs.
That'd be crazy. Especially because we don't know about any of them except for like two.
I want to know what Cypher Pole like 7's up to.
Tax fraud. Yeah.
Most of the other CP9 and CP0 are the interesting ones. The other ones are like tax fraud, internal affairs, small yeah. businesses.
Yeah, fuck those guys. But yeah, that's all true. And we're going to figure that out next week during the break. Just kidding. I don't know what we'll probably do cover stories or something.
Yeah.
Unless we can think of something better to do. Yeah. We got to at least finish the cover stories before we can anything else, I guess. Because we were riffing on, like, what if we just started talking about Dragon Ball on Break Peaks? But that's a future problem, I guess. And that's it for this week, though. So we're going to switch over to plugs and then stick around, as always, for Jewelry's always correct predictions. Who knows what's going to happen next time? If this episode is any indication, I feel like things are not necessarily as predictable in this final saga of One Piece. Because no. Shit's just fucking happening.
Yeah, if you told me when Luffy punched Kaido to the ground, I would get... Luffy's next fight being with Lucci, I'd go, you're lying.
And they're both awakened.
They're both awakened.
And also clones of all the warlords are there.
And also, this isn't even like a big confrontation fight. It's an accident fight. They just happen to run into each other.
This is just happening. Yeah, it's very nonchalant. But luckily, you're always right about your predictions. That's why you predicted that last week. and why we got to stick around for your predictions this week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But first, Jory, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me online at KnowI'mJory, Jory.Zone on Blue Sky. Talk about bad movies on Letterboxd. Talk about video games on Backlogged. I beat Alan Woke 2 recently.
Mm-hmm. He is woke.
He did. He turned to the camera and said, "My name is Alan Woke. I have blue hair and pronouns." And I went, "Yeah." He uses the clicker to trans people's genders.
"My name is Alan Wake, and I am a gender."
This is what happens when Sweet Baby Rays or whatever the nerds are complaining about online get to video games.
Oh, man. I saw a post today. It was shown to me by my lovely spouse, where it was like someone's... My uncle now has a conspiracy theory that trans people did 9/11. And they're like, "There used to be two towers, and there used to be two genders, and now we have neither." And I think it might be true.
That the uncle's cooking. Let him
the
cook.
Uncle's cooking. Anyways,
I don't got anything too exciting. It's WrestleMania weekend, so I get to watch guys fight, and it's great.
Hell yeah, brother!
That's my plug. Is either tonight. It's a great day because I saw Luffy have a fun fight and I saw a cool win, or I'm sad and miserable and not even Luffy can make me happy.
Yeah, I saw a picture of The Rock crying. That was pretty cool.
The Rock's been a big mean bad guy.
Yeah, well, fuck him.
He's been making the kids cry. He was beating up Cody, and then parents were posting TikToks of their like 3-year-old crying, going, "I'm never gonna watch Moana again."
Is that why he's not? He's like somehow becoming more Republican? Is it a heel turn move? Is it a work that he won't endorse Biden?
You know, probably. I wouldn't be surprised. He seems carny enough to do that.
Anyways,
where can we find you online?
Twitter, Blue Sky, etc. Instagram, social medias, Ghost of Joe, Ghost of J-O. I am now, what, a week or so into having a Kickstarter to get Blu-rays made for the documentary that I made. Half serious, half kidding. It's about an Orlando musician. We're over the halfway mark in our first week, so that's cool. You can find that on my social medias, Ghost of Joe. I don't have, like, I should probably get, like, a short bit.ly link or something for the Kickstarter, but I don't know. Oh, I guess I'll share on Twitter that I'm speaking at a conference this week as well. So I'll probably share that. You can virtually register if that somewhat interests you. Talking about trans cinema stuff. Okay, so plugs for the podcast. First, I'll say that we're still sponsored by Tokyo Treat and Sakura Co. If you want to get some nice Japanese snacks brought directly to your door, use code JORYJOE to get $5 off your first box. It's JORYJO, all caps, no space, for either Tokyo Treat or Sakura Co. Those links are in the show notes. And also, you can support us directly on Patreon, patreon.com/wearewatchingop. You get these episodes a little bit early. We do monthly bonus episodes only there. And we shout out the names of all of our patrons. I'll be doing that in a minute. It's my turn. You also get the episodes ad-free when we do our longer ad breaks. You can follow the show on Twitter at WeAreWatchingOP, where we retweet memes, fan art, stupid shit that we think of. And we have a Discord server you can join. There's a link for that in our show notes and also in our Twitter bio. But now I get to say thank you to all of our wonderful patrons, A to Z Couple, Adam B, Adam W, Alex, Ali, Anton, Becca, Blue Sunrise, Brittany, Captain Moke, Chad, Chance, Connor, Daft Vegapunks, Veritas Joe, David A, David D, Deus Equus, Dumpy D Luffy, Duncan D Nuts, Eric V, Fig Forest, Foony Gage, Got It Memorized, Heidi, Jay Harkins, Jacob, Jesse, Jiminy's Journal, Joe Mini, Josh, Junesong91, Kat, Kevin, Kofi, Kyle, Lena, Lucas, Luke, Maddie, Maggie, Magtui, Sarah, Mallory, Melbeast, Milo, Monkey D Dragon, D's Nuts on Your Chin, Morgan, My Buddy, Nick, Peter, Phoenix Ryu, Pop That Paw Pussy, No Me, S Bussy, Hold Me. That's too many words for me to understand. Riley.
None of those words are in the Bible.
None of those words are in the Bible. Riley, Rob, Lu, Uwuchi. And then it's got the fingers pointing at each other. Rob Lucci's whack-ass world government-loving shoulder blade ussy Kucha. Also, none of those words are in the Bible. Rodsters, Roger D, Ryan, Ryan W. screed, Sentamaru, more like sent to hell, you am I right? Snowy Scales, Space Jockey, Stephen D., Stephen R., Tangle Clap, and the Cat Fangs, the serotonin we are getting from dumb names, the Lost Crab Rangoon, Trey, Tristan, Vacation Jewelry, Vedaki, Verdicree, and ya boy. Thank you all so much for supporting us on Patreon.
Thank you.
And giving us stupid fucking names to read. The serotonin is real.
That's a selling point of the podcast. You get to hear funny names sometimes.
Yeah, everyone wins. But I think that's it for all of our plug stuff. So Jory, where could people find your predictions? Right here. Thank you. So what are they?
We know Kizaru's on his way there. So he's going to get into the middle of the fight, and he also has figured out a power, which is he can just yell and tell them no, and they're scared of him because he looks like Adam Sandler, and and then they start thinking he's going to do like one of the the classic comedy scenes where Adam Sandler's just like yelling. And mm-hmm. you're supposed to laugh because he's yelling, and it intimidates them so much they just knock it off, and everyone gets to leave just fine. No one gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to reconvene in 2 weeks and figure out how to go from here cordially.
Yeah. Everyone's going to say Kizaru just yelling isn't funny anymore. Adam Sandler's bit ended in like the 90s, and then he's going to start doing Tim Robinson yelling, and everyone's going to love it. They're like, okay, never mind. Yelling's cool again. So that's all true. Go to Twitter, look at all the different pictures of Luffy smacking his ass.
Yes. That's very
Luffy nice. Smacking ass in bio. Until next time.
To be continued.